Good morning, everybody. All right, I confess, I'm going to tell you a little bit something else about myself. I'm a morning person, okay? So how many people here drink coffee? Okay, you know how you feel when, you know how you feel when you drink coffee and you get that jittery feeling, you know? Some of you maybe, some of you don't get that at all. Well, that's how I feel every day when I wake up in the morning. So just imagine if I drank coffee in the morning also, like I'd be talking super fast and all that stuff. So, you know, I wake up in the morning and I'm singing and, you know, I hope I didn't wake up Matt this morning because I was singing and I think I was jumping around a little bit. My students know this. Some of my students know that I'm not allowed to drink coffee because otherwise I get really, really jittery. So why don't everybody stand up, just stand up. And we're gonna just do some, you know, like stretches, okay? So let's go to the right. Turn to whatever that way is. I don't know what way that is. All right, so just do, you know, like give the person on the front of you like a pat on the back and say, there. All right, that's no purling, okay? All right, now go to the other side. All right, turn to the other side. Just give them like a one-handed Vulcan death grip massage kind of thing like that and say, how does that feel? All right, now stop it. Some of you guys are a little creepy, actually. All right, you can sit down. They're like, ooh, how do you like that? Okay. Anyway, I digress. All right, so we're gonna start off with a little quiz. It's my were you paying attention quiz, okay? All right, so I told you a bunch of things about myself yesterday, and I wanna see if you were actually paying attention. So first question, please. How many instruments do I play? All right, Obi, I saw your hand first. Three instruments. Can you tell me what they are? All right. Well, I'll give you one of these. Okay. I did say I played four instruments. What else do I play? Recorder. That's right. Do you play recorder too? What's your name, by the way? Mackenzie. Here you go. Sorry, I almost hit you in the face. All right. Cool. All right. Hot cross buns. Anybody? All right. So yeah, that's right. Three, four. If you count a recorder, but let's just face it, no one really counts recorder because everybody plays it. All right. Next question. Other than youth pastor, what is my other role? Nolan, director of music. Yeah, sorry, that's gonna be a little short. Can you give that to Nolan back there? Okay. Worship director, whatever you wanna say, however you wanna say that, so good. All right, paying attention. All right, next one. When did I go on a mission trip? Where did I go on a mission trip that I got sick? Okay, guy with the Bucks hat on. Yeah, that's right. I shouldn't have told you that. Here you go. What's your name? Hunter. Here you go. Oops, sorry. Oops. Hunter, you got a new friend back there. You better ask your friend. All right. Oh, yeah. So I went to Mexico. All right. Next slide. What unfortunate thing happened when I got sick? Sally. That's right. Yeah. It was unfortunate. I got shot in the gluteus maximus. So I got shot in the gluteus maximus by my youth pastor's wife, and I'm not even joking, like I still can't. Every time I see her, I'm like, hey, how's it going, you know. All right, next question. Where do my brothers live? Yeah. All right, it's actually a trick question. Somebody else, I don't have brothers. Yeah, do you know what I have? Two sisters, okay, do you know where they live? All right, cool. Yeah, well, what about you? Virginia, yeah. Sorry, it was a trick question. Sorry, you don't get candy, sorry. All right, yeah, so I don't have brothers. It's trickish, and I don't have brothers. I have two sisters. One lives in Virginia, one lives in Chicago. Oh, sorry. You get half of one. You got to give the other half to that girl back there, okay? Make a friend. What's her name, by the way? Maddie, right? What is it? May. Like June and July and May? Maggie, I can't hear today. I'm like, what? Mag? I'm like my grandfather. You guys, who all has grandfathers? Hopefully you all have grandfathers because otherwise you wouldn't be here. But my grandfather, you say like stuff like, oh yeah, hey grandpa, how was your day today? And he's like, what do you want me to pay for? Or, you know, something stupid like that. You're like, I didn't say that. Listen, sorry. All right, so what's your name, by the way? Caleb, okay. Caleb, you just ate the whole thing. You were supposed to share it with May, Maddie. Oh, she's got some. All right. Okay, as you were. All right, cool. Next question. May, is it May? What? Which one is it? Mag, like M, can you? Can you stand up, please? Sorry, can you stand up, please? Spell your name. Oh, Meg. Oh, okay, I got it. Okay, I was like, I can't. Okay. All right. Where is this picture taken? Yeah, Nathan. That is correct. I don't know if that actually is what it says, but it probably does. So let's just face it. All right, yeah, that's right. That's in Belarus. I went there a couple of years ago. All right, next slide. Is that it? Okay, yeah. All right, so I went on this mission trip to Belarus, like I said, I think it was like 2 years ago. And I was sitting across from this guy. He was telling me about being Christian in Belarus. It's illegal to be a Christian. So it's a communist country. It's illegal to be a Christian. And so I was listening. I was sitting across from this guy, and he was sharing his story with me. And he's lost a lot of family members to either they're in prison or they were killed. Or things like that because of their religion, because of the fact that they follow Jesus. And I remember sitting across from him and talking to him and being intrigued by this story, because the question I asked was, well, how do you do this? You know it's dangerous. You know that the country doesn't support you being a Christian. You know that you're not allowed to do this. You have to live in secret, essentially. I mean, you have to do things in secret. You can't worship God freely like people in like America can. So how do you do that on a daily basis? Like, doesn't that ever get discouraging? Doesn't it ever get tiring? And he said to me, God is worth it. I would gladly do this. I would gladly pay with my life to do this. And ever since coming back from that mission trip where I was hearing him talk about this stuff, God really did something in me. In America, it's America Day, apparently. I didn't know that, so I'll change later. But in America, it's so easy to just kind of compartmentalize everything. And what I mean by that is you can be a Christian over there, and you can totally not be a Christian over here. You can you could put on different faces with different people. You can you got your work, you got your home life, you got your school life, you got your church life, you got all these different things. So you can compartmentalize your life as much as you want. And so that's why, in a sense, like people, we don't really know each other. We know a lot of people, but we don't really know a lot about the people that we do know. And so here's a guy who's just going all for it. He's like, it cost me my life, it cost me my family's life, but I don't care. I'm still going for that. And so God just really spoke to me through that and helped me to think, well, what am I doing with my life? I mean, am I just kind of going with the flow? Am I compartmentalizing my religious life versus my everyday life? Is God real to me? That's the question. And so ever since then, I've just been going on this journey where I've been just trying to get to know God more, and I've been meditating on his word and seeing who he really is. And that's not what I want to talk about today, but I wanted to share that with you because I hope this is a question that you get to ask. You know, who is God? What is he about? What's he like? What's important to him? What does he sound like? What is he saying to us? What does he want from me? All those kinds of questions. These are very important questions, all right? So the question is, who is God? Who is God? It seems like a pretty simple question, but who is God? We've got this video to show, and here's what I'd like you to do while you're watching this video. I don't want you to just check out and be like, oh, video, popcorn, where is it? All right, so there's a bunch of people who there's a guy who went on the street and asked a bunch of random people who they said God is. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to listen to what words they use to describe who God is, and then I'll ask you about it in a wee bit. So you can roll it. Oh, do I have to? Oh, it's my job?
I know who God is, but I mean,
yeah, sort of like a kid with an ant farm.
Well, whoever it wants to be, that's God.
Who do I think? I believe that God is the Father of Jesus.
I think God is who's gonna save you, and the guy that made the earth.
I think God is a higher power.
Well, I feel that God is the Most High, the Creator of all. You know what I mean? So I feel like God is the most powerful person that could be in anyone's life.
You know, like the Pentecostals, they say if you don't talk in tongues, you'll go straight to hell, you know, stuff like that.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like God is a remarkable, miracle-making, you know what I'm saying, loving, caring spirit.
Don't necessarily believe that it's the Christian God, don't necessarily believe that it's a pagan God.
As long as we're good people, if there is a God, that he'll smile on us. Kid with an ant farm is really like what my idea of God is. Like, it's just an experiment to him.
The higher power, and it's just not really having much to do with, it's just basically letting us do what we want with the free will, and I think it's just watching what we do. That's it.
Well, all right, so, whoops, gotta go back. Where'd it go? So, what's going on here? Hello? All right, so what words did they use to describe God? Yeah. Father? Okay, yeah, back there. Kid with an ant farm? Yeah, that'd be weird. Sorry, I shouldn't. Yeah, so back with the really bright colored, yeah. A carrot? Caring. Okay, I was like, God is a carrot. Yeah, okay, that's cool. Levi, right? Higher being, yeah. Mm-hmm. Greater power? All right. Is there, sorry, I'm like cheating these people over here. Yeah. Miracle maker, yeah. Remarkable. Anybody else over here? No, you guys are sleeping. They need coffee over here. All right. Anybody? Yeah. Creator, okay. All right, cool. So there's a lot of words that they use to describe God. One of the words that this one lady used, the word it. God, it is a higher being. It is this. It is that. Kind of impersonal. So I Googled God, all right? And I wanted to figure out what kind of images I would come up, what I'd be able to find. So here's what I came up with on what people say God is. So apparently God is a black woman. Apparently. Do you guys know that? Anybody? Nobody? Okay. Nobody's buying it. Okay. You guys are. All right. This person, whoever, you know, put that up there. Apparently God is like a person with multiple arms, some really shiny looking centipede thing. Millipede, maybe, whatever it is. And God likes seashells and, you know, whatever that thing is at the bottom of the, yeah, whatever that is. Okay. So in this picture, apparently God is a woman with a beard and she is, you know, she likes doves and she's hugging another woman without a beard. In this photo, God is a DJ. Did you guys know that God is a DJ? Anybody? God is a DJ? Yeah, all right, Connor, you're with me on this one. Okay, apparently God is backwards. God is actually a myth, apparently. So, next one, God is an imaginary friend. That's who you're actually talking. God is an imaginary friend. You should get to reality. Jesus is my homeboy, right? Homeboy, Jesus, JC. Let's see, God is, instead of God being a black woman, God is actually a black man with a white suit and looks really tired and, you know, all those kinds of things. Apparently God is Morgan Freeman, basically. That's what, God is Morgan Freeman, amen. Okay, all right, God is bald. He's got, it's kind of funny, this theme with the, you know, like the Miss America sash thing, you know, the red. Apparently God likes red and he wears half of a shirt. And he's got a really long beard and, you know, so on and so forth. So this is what God says. God is a pilot. I think God would be like a fighter pilot if he was a pilot. That's just my opinion, but maybe, you know, maybe he likes, you know, Cessnas or something. All right. God is, what does it say? God is too big to fit into any religion. So God is, you know, he's about more than all these religions, apparently. So these are just things that I found on the internet. And this person was like, well, there is no God. So you can forget about the fact that God is a woman with a beard or that, you know, she likes red or is not whatever. There is no God. So it doesn't really matter what we're asking. So the question is, so I compiled all this information and here's what I came up with. Here's the conclusion that I came with about who God is. Are you guys ready for this? Two people are ready. Are you ready for this? I got this picture of who God is. Do you want to see? I won't show it to you if you don't want to see it. I got this picture of who God is. You want to see it? Okay, two people. Okay, well, this is who God is. He's a Simpsons character. Of course, we don't watch The Simpsons, right? Right? Neither do I, then. He might be a long-bearded person. I don't know if he's actually, I mean, Caucasian or Asian. I don't know what he is, but he's apparently something. He kind of looks a little mad, and he kind of looks like he has either constipated or has to go to the bathroom. One of the two. Not really sure. Possibly both, because he's God, so he can do whatever he wants. So the question is, I just talked to you about what other people say about God. The question I have for you is, who do you say God is? Who do you say that God is? A lot of you have heard these questions. You probably thought about it yourself. Like, who do you say that God is? And like I was saying last night, this is a very important question. Because if there's no God, then that affects your life. But if there is a God, that affects your life in another way. And as we're going to talk a little bit more about who God is tonight. But this is what I'd like you to be thinking about all day. Who do you say God is? And more importantly, maybe even, what does your life say about who God is? Does your life say that maybe you're God? Maybe your friends are God? Maybe your family is God? Maybe sports or boyfriend or girlfriend is God, or hunting or something like that. I don't know. Swimming, whatever. Who do you say God is? So with that, I'm just going to close this, and then I'm not sure what's going on next, but hopefully someone will come up here and tell you. So let's bow in prayer. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for all these people being here. I thank you that it's a new day, and I thank you for this important question. And I pray that as we go throughout the day, even in classes and doing all these different things, eating lunch, God, that we would ask that question of ourselves. Who do we say God is? Who do we say that you are? And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.